Welcome to the Bank Talent HQ podcast with your host, Brian Hoffman. Bank Talent HQ, talent gathers here.
Welcome to the Bank Talent HQ podcast. I'm your host, Brian Hoffman. One of the unique things that we offer here at Bank Talent HQ is our coaching services. Now more than ever, having a coach to help you through your career and life is important. It doesn't matter if things are going good or they're going bad. We can always get better at our job. We can always find ways to do things better, handle stress more effectively, or find better ways to raise our kids. Learning never ends. This week, our sales and service coach, Joe Mikuloff, shares some insight regarding how to grow your client base, which is more important than ever right now as things get back to normal. Joe's latest article, It's Easy, 3M plus 3C equals more clients, says, growing your bank or business is easy, right? You meet potential clients and provide solutions for their concerns. But the tricky part is getting more meetings. And it becomes trickier or more difficult if all we do is contact a list of random prospects, introduce ourselves, and suggest a meeting so we can learn more about each other. That is your reason for meeting, not theirs. Why would they want to waste their valuable time meeting with you when there's no compelling reason to meet? And there lies the challenge, finding a compelling reason for a prospect to meet you. You see, it's not about contacting as many people as possible and hoping for a meeting. It's about making yourself tremendously valuable to the people you want to meet. To help you get more meetings, let me introduce you to this simple formula. 3M plus 3C equals more meetings or clients. 3M represents motivation plus message plus method. Number one, motivation. Consider why a prospect would be motivated to meet you. Remember, it's their motivation, not yours. Number two, message. Script an influential message framed around their motivation. Keep it short with a clear call to the action. For example, what the meeting request is about. Number three, the method. Use a number of different methods to deliver your message. For example, email, LinkedIn, letter, call, text, etc. Please use more than one and always call. Makes sense, right? Of course it does, as long as you get the motivation right. To help you determine what would motivate a prospect to meet you, let me introduce you to the second part of my formula, the three C's. Concerns prospects have about banks, crimes committed by your prospects, and crisis impacting your prospects. So what problems are your prospects experiencing that you can solve? The difficulty for most bankers and salespeople is that your outreach program normally focuses on you and not your prospect. So why would a prospect be interested in meeting you? Because you can provide tremendous value and make their life better. How do you add tremendous value? By discussing a concern, a crime, or a crisis that is impacting their business or their life. Bankers and finance professionals consider these three C motivation scenarios below. Number one, concerns about banks. Bank fees are too high. The bank doesn't not understand my business. Difficult to contact my banker. Number two, the crimes being committed, not leveraging equity to fund greater growth, poor daily banking practices, no succession plan. Or three, the crisis impacting the business, the pandemic recovery, rise in business taxes, difficulty hiring or retaining skilled labor. Can you credibly discuss the above issues? Can you offer strategic and solutions to help? So that's a good reason for a prospect to meet with you. Leverage the 3M plus 3C outreach process today, and you'll get more meetings and more opportunities to provide tremendous value and ultimately gain more clients. If you're anything like me, you're active on LinkedIn and many times receive quite a few LinkedIn requests. Do you accept them all, even if you don't know who the person is? How do you link in with others that you don't know? Do you send them a message to get to know them? How many times does someone link in with you and then immediately you get a sales pitch from them? In my case, they haven't even looked at what I do or researched my business before they reach out. Joe Mikuloff shared an article recently from Bryn Tillman, who wrote an article entitled, What to Say on LinkedIn to Start Conversations with Your Connections. Tillman says, I recently accepted 64 outstanding connections on LinkedIn. Within minutes, I had 18 incoming pitches. 18. Remote working has people desperate for sales. But in the words of our friend Larry Levine, your buyer can smell commission breath, even virtually. For many folks, things are tough right now. We get it. But this cold reach out without creating curiosity or first adding to any value just doesn't work. LinkedIn is an online networking tool. Imagine you're in a business card exchange. Someone walks up to you, hands them their business card, and starts with, we help businesses just like yours. Blah, 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 blah. You'll tune them out, and you'll find any excuse to leave the conversation. However, if your new networking friend engages in a friendly and personal conversation, you're sticking around for a while. Many of my LinkedIn friends have been asking me what they can say to start a real conversation on LinkedIn. So I thought I'd share some ideas. But before I do, I want to say that every single message should be tailored to each person. The following is meant to be a guide to shift your approach, not a copy and paste. So the first one is name. Thanks for connecting with me on LinkedIn. I connected with you because I saw you engaged with ABC's content published by XYZ. I love her content. Do you subscribe to the podcast? Or name, thanks for connecting with me on LinkedIn. I connected with you because I came across a great article that highlighted the work your company has done throughout the pandemic, and it was very impressed. Often we miss our own press, so I thought I'd send the link. Here's the link. What other initiatives are you guys working on? Or name, thanks for connecting with me on LinkedIn. The reason I connected with you is that I liked the post you shared about topic. I'm not sure if your topic is also of interest, but we have an upcoming webinar on it, and it would love to invite you as my guest. If you're interested, let me know, and I'll send you a link. Or name, thanks for connecting with me on LinkedIn. I connected with you because I recently published a poll on topic and would love your input. And then include the link. Or name, thanks for connecting with me on LinkedIn. I noticed you engage in a content around topic. We recently published a blog post. Put the title. It covered takeaway 1, takeaway 2, and takeaway 3. Let me know if this would be of interest to you. I'd be happy to share a link with you. These approaches certainly involve a longer outreach process, but they do provide a significantly shorter time to the outcome. In essence, connect with fewer people on LinkedIn so you can connect with more of them in person or on Zoom these days. Hopefully, we gave you 2 ideas today to engage more clients in the coming months. Remember, you always need to be learning, and if something doesn't work, try the next idea. Our most popular job special is still going on until the end of June. Buy a 3-job package for the price of 2 jobs. That is a savings of $201. Use the coupon code BUY2GET1, all caps, all one word, at checkout. And make sure you're following us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram for all the latest jobs, news, blog posts, and more. Thank you for joining us today. And remember, talent gathers here.